Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Man, this umpire is squeezing the Korean pitcher, man. Squeezing!
I'm not watching that. I'm not on. I was watching some Brazilian. I was watching some men's volleyball while we were on break. But
the Dodgers going to come back?
Of course. Well, are they better?
They got something going.
I want
going.
Them to. I've got. You know, I pushed in a little bit on this. So as you did, let's see what happens. First and third, nobody out, right? And Hall of Famers at the plate.
There's one out now.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Fools. Hey, listen, it's the Dodgers need a hit. Like, that's the whole thing. I can understand. Like, the Dodgers are collapsing together.
Yes,
like, that's
are.
The one thing. It's not just like, it's the bullpen. It's like, they don't get timely hits. It reminds me of the pre-Dodgers, and it's bothersome. They got caught up in swinging for the fences too much, Tony. I'm telling you, man. And they got away with it last year. They hit like 17 World Series home runs or whatever. They hit more World home runs in a World Series than anyone ever. But all those years that they always lost before, that was the problem. They never cash in, and it's a problem now. And it's the same thing. Their bullpen and they're just bad in the eighth and ninth inning of games, Tony. It's a trend.
I agree with you. The other day you were tweeting, and I threw my tweet in there. I don't know if you saw it popped up, but the Dodgers had left 10 runners on base. And only got one to third base all game, and who it was first and third games in the line. Who struck out? Davey's boy, his MVP from last year. So, but they a situational hitting. You mentioned it. Remember last week you went down the list. You said, listen, they rate with left on base with teams like Arizona, et cetera, et cetera. That's just not good.
And here's Seager, great pitch, tries to crush it. You got first and third. There's one out.
I know.
So why don't you just get a single, you score a run, next thing you know, all right, there's one out, and you get another hit, guys, and you tied the game.
Yeah.
Right? No, everyone goes up there. Oh, I'm going to try to hit a three-run home run.
Yes.
I'm going to try to decide. I'm going to win it on this swing.
I missed you last week. I was watching a game, but we're up by one. I'm up by one with the Dodgers. They got the bases loaded, no one out. I said, just get one. Just scratch a run home for me. Give me a two-run lead. Three straight strikeouts. Three guys up the plate swinging for the fences.
They blew it. I know.
It's like, what was happened to baseball? I mean, I know. Listen, I try not to say those things because what happens is, you know, the kids next door, they're listening, and they'll come and they'll peek over the fence and say, you're an old fogey, Ben. This is baseball, baby. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
They will.
And you know, what he just did? So exactly. Seager swung for the fences and hit it to the warning track.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you got one run, but now we're still down one, and the base is whatever. You got a runner on first base. Big deal.
Well, you have a...
Like, you would have been better off getting a freaking single, bro.
I agree. Are you kidding? God. No. There's a couple rally killers.
Hold on.
The rally killers.
Hold on, Tony. Late Night Anger Management Cross. This is Sports Rage. We're in a level 3. The Freak, Nick Ossie, will step up in it a little bit later on. We're kicking it. We got a lot going on here this evening. So, Olympic Baseball USA. Congratulations to the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, and it gets through. See, if you just would have played small ball before.
They were tied up.
This, yeah. Unreal, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. A squeeze.
Man.
Listen, what was wrong with the squeeze there with Seager? I mean, listen, a squeeze is almost indefensible. All you have to do is be average at it, and it's indefensible. And then that single, now, granted, it doesn't mean that the ball's going to go there, going to pitch the same, but that would tie it up. You're right. And then I'm feeling
pretty
good.
Tony, you're right, too. Like you said, pitchers hurt themselves, like, bending over to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Make a pitcher make a play. It won't happen. He'll fall off the mound and stuff. Like, you're totally right. Like, but then they'll say after, like you said, to kids, well, they don't get paid to do that, right? And the GMs will tell the coach, because the managers know. You don't think it pisses Dave Roberts off? The guy's old school. The guy stole the base to save this Red Sox life. Right?
Yes.
He knows. But the owners say, we don't pay Seager all that money for him to bunt or to do that. Like, let him, he's got a swing, and then the agent calls.
Well, then don't pay me. If I'm Dave, I'm saying, then you're not paying me to win. That's what you're saying.
I know, but you either don't have your job. That's why Mike Socha is coaching in Tokyo tonight and not at this game in a dugout in L.A.
Yeah.
The Angels.
Yeah. And I know that listeners think I'm kidding, but the kids will. They listen. And they will come on the fence, and they will heckle me. They will. They love heckling me, and I let them do it, too, because I love it. You know, but you're so old, Finn. You're so old. You don't understand. That's not how you play baseball. It is how you play baseball, kids. It is. It's how I play.
If you want to win.
Right.
If you want to win. Good defense, pitching, small ball. Don't make contact.
Right.
I tell you, if you look at the pattern, guys, the World Series teams, not striking out is actually a big thing. It sounds like kind of like simple, but it is kind of like if you put the ball in play, good things will happen. And you're noticing, look at this Dodger game tonight with the Angels. Like, everyone has a hard time making a play and just catching the ball. Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Always a pleasure, Tony.
I love it. Good to listen. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Great stuff, Tony. Tony Finn, Las Vegas, Wager Talk. Follow him on Twitter, Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Late Night Anger Management Cross continues. Bring it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Dodgers. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. But if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco lost tonight. 2-1. Extra innings. Tony Finn was just with us, and he was talking about his record in extra innings. 16-4. He's lost, so he's 4-16. Make it 17. You know what? I'm a Dodger fan, but I don't even bet them. I've stayed away. I've given up on it. And I haven't given up on the team. I'm like, whatever. When it really starts to matter, you know, we could jump in. Yet, I jumped in tonight in game, just live on the air here. Hey, it's 2-2. Let's jump in here. And for the record, too, the Dominican Republic had just blown open the Olympic bronze medal game. If people don't think these teams care about bronze medals, man, you ain't paying attention to this stuff. I'm telling you what, teams that lose the bronze medal game seem to be more upset than teams that lose the gold medal game. Let's bring in Mick Aussie right now. I'm starting to get pissed off these games. Things aren't going our way here today. We got to start getting some luck. And I'll tell you what, that CFL game was a real screw job, Mick. Like, listen, if Riley can't play, fine. And I don't even mind. Riley can't play, can't play. What I don't understand is how no one knew he wasn't playing. And number two, Mick, if he can't play, how is he playing in the game after? So, like, why would he not? Why would you wait till you're 28-0 down to play your start? Like, I don't know what the hell happened there, bro. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee you the sports books aren't happy either, because if they knew that that kid Nathan Rourke was starting, the point spread wouldn't have been 6.5 in the first place, even though BC ends up covering. It was just one of those wild nights tonight in the CFL, isn't it? Stupid league.
Gabe, I was as mad as you are because I was hoping the BC Lions could win. But then, I mean, you got to blame the BC Lions defense. They didn't turn up. They were down 28-0. But then when Mike Riley came in, he's throwing wobblers. Like, he throws like he was throwing like I would throw, but he was getting it to the receivers. An amazing comeback. But if the motorbike man, Yamakaze, if he kicked the field goals, the BC Lions would have won. So, enthralling game. So glad the CFL's back. The Bombers' defense last night absolutely kicked the Tiger Cats' butt. So, two good games to start. BC covered, eh?
No, they covered. It's crazy. I know. I knew they were going to cover, too. I was stupid. I didn't take them. But, like, I don't listen. It was a wild game. Super fun. If you watch it, like I tell you, it's way entertaining. Like, you can't say it wasn't an entertaining game. It was wild. But my beef is, bro, I bet the in game. So they're like, okay. Because, look, I can't complain. I like the under in the game, guys. So basically the star quarterback for the BC Lions didn't play or didn't start. And no one knew. Like, the broadcast didn't know. Like, the game started, they're like, I don't know. They're all like, why is the quarterback not on the field? And no one knew. And they're like, he's supposed to be playing. He's not. And they're like, I don't know. And they said, oh, I guess he's hurt. Last second decision. He's not playing. And so if everyone would have known that Mike Riley wasn't playing, Saskatchewan would have been bigger favorites, even though they didn't cover a 6.5, but it would have been bigger favorites. And the total probably would have been lower. Right? But so we can't complain about that because, like, BC wouldn't have scored with Nathan Rourke as quarterback. My beef is, Mick, I jump in on the in-game, bet a big play to the under, because Mike Riley's not playing, Mick. You know what I mean? It's 28-0. Mike Riley's not playing. And I'm like, well, Nathan Rourke sucks, and they're not going to score, and the Riders aren't going to win 62-0. So I'll take under 58.5. And then I'm watching the Olympic basketball game with gold medal the USA and France, Mick. And then I turn back to the CFL game and I see Mike Riley throwing touchdown passes. And I'm like, why is Mike Riley on the field now when he didn't play? Like what a screw. Dude, people are mad. Like, yeah, dude, you know it's something when even Dave Naylor, who's like tweeting about it. Dave Naylor's a pretty straight guy. He's like, this is a bad look for the league, for gamblers and sports books. People are really upset. You saw Twitter. CFL got more love, more tweets tonight because of that, Mick, than they ever do. People, gamblers were mad. Like, it is what it is, but do your research. But I don't care about the Mike Riley not starting. It's true. Mike Riley had a bad elbow. They said earlier in the week, but he was, you know, he was going to play, but, you know, he was a little banged up. My beef is, how was it that he was unhealthy to play, and then you're getting killed, and then you decide, you know what's a good idea? We're down 28-0. Why don't we put our star quarterback in? It just said a half an hour ago that he can't play. And then they nearly come back and win the game. You got to be kidding me. Like, what, dude, what a wild league that is, bro.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gabe. And isn't it amazing how TSN now, in pregame and during the game, they're talking sports betting and odds like they're trying to grow the market. I mean, good on them. But, you know, I think it was a legitimate thing. I don't think that the coach tried to screw everyone over. Our buddy Andrew McGinnis was wild at the start. But you know what? It is what it is. It's all about the game. I know you love betting. I don't mind betting, but enthralling game. But we have to call him Michael Riley now. And I actually did meet his mother and dad in Calgary, and his mother died recently, so we have to call him Michael Riley now, but he's a legend. He's an absolute legend. Love him. He's got so much power there in BC. He probably said to the coach, hey, I'm going in. Screw off, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a good point. And you know what? His parents did pass, as you stated, his mom or whatever. I heard about it during the game. I was caught up in the Olympics. But he's a hell of a quarterback, and you see, BC are going to be a fun team. We'll be betting the overs with these guys moving forward. And I kind of knew that moving forward. I was worried about the total coming in, but you raised something that's a point, though. So, listen, everybody, we show point spreads. People show us point spreads. So, but the Canadian Football League, the broadcaster, before the game on the pregame show, but like literally 2 minutes before the game starts, they put on the screen, this segment brought to you by this sports book, right? And then they say, look, the over-under prop is 283.5 yards for Mike Riley. Like she said it. She goes, the prop is 283. And then she goes, Mike Riley threw for more than 283 yards in like 9 of his 10 last 10 games last year or whatever. She drops the stat to make people go, oh, my God, how the hell do I not bet Mike Riley over 283.5? And then 30 seconds later, the game starts and Mike Riley's not playing. That's why it left a bad taste in people's mouth. And that's why I'm a gambler, but even I think you got to keep this stuff off the broadcast. Because then it leads, because now people think that the league like TSN was in on it. And TSN's too stupid to be in on that, right? My deal, it makes TSN look bad. It's not like TSN fooled people to get a cut from the book. You know what I mean? Oh, let's fool people and make people bet on this. But to me, it makes TSN look bad because you guys are doing a damn game. You're the rights holders. It's the CFL. It's not the NFL. How secretive was this? But I guess we're going to find out that I just don't get it, Mick, that how was he, what? They decided 10 seconds before kickoff he couldn't play. And then they decided when it was 28-0 he could. And then the in-game number was plus 32, Mick. I can't believe I didn't take that, Mick. The BC Lions, Mick, were plus 32 points tonight in the game. And what'd they lose by 4? Oh, I want to throw up.
Yeah, I really think it was like they said, they gave him an injection and the injection didn't work. But you know what? If this betting, yeah, it made TSN look bad. But if this betting brings in more USA people, and I know we're talking mostly to USA people right now, like Steel City Steve, longtime mate of yours and mine, he was talking CFL earlier today. I'm going, wow, Steel City Steve's a massive CFL fan. Like, this is incredible.
It's because it's on ESPN.
Yeah, great. Let's
hold
drive
on,
this
Mick.
Game.
We're going
this
to a
is
break.
Throwing, hey?
No, it's a fun game. It's a fun game, but people get mad if they don't know the quarterback's not playing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Like, that's the thing. That, listen, the teams aren't supposed to send you an email, but you want to know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouthed malcontent.
Well, here he is, Mick Aussie. The late night anger management class. I am Renzi, Sirius XM channel 204. The Olympics, unfortunately, are winding down, but there's still some events left. There's still some events left right now, Mick. Although I just lost a baseball bet in-game. I'm getting killed with these stupid in-game bets that I keep making right now. What the hell's going on with the men diving? Men's diving platform. How long? If I made this bet last night, I didn't know it was going to take forever. Like, how many times do you guys dive? Like, seriously. Like, this Chinese guy I bet on, he's already done it like five times perfectly. What do you want from him? What more do you want from the guy? Like, you want him to do it again? What, blindfolded now? Like, how many more times does he have to go up there and jump? I'm in second place after round two. Yang Jian, 184.60. Man, we're down by 5 points, bro. You better step it up, Yang. Yang Jian, what the hell's going on? All right, Mick, so you going to miss the Olympics, Mick?
Oh, I'm burnt out. I'm like, I think it's the first time I've been in like major sports overload. Because I'm like you, I'm starting to, you know, look forward to the NFL and studying the CFL. But I'm really looking forward to my second favorite event of the Olympics. The 100 meters men's is number one. But the men's marathon that started in 490 BC. So you young kids, that's before Christ. When Philopoetus, he ran 260 kilometres to talk about a war that they lost. Like, incredible when you read the history of the men's marathon. I'm enthralled, mate. I watch it all and just absolutely enjoy it. And I actually knew the silver medalist in 1988, Lisa Martin. I went to high school with her in the women. So I love the men's marathon and the women's, of course.
Yeah, I lost money on the women's marathon today. It was fun to watch, hardcore. All right, here's a game I actually like coming up. There's more events than I thought that were left right now. Denmark versus France, gold medal, handball. You ever watch handball, Mick? It's pretty cool, actually. It's more violent than I realized. It's more contact than I realized. Like, there's check, you know what I mean? You don't just, like... You get hit and stuff. Like, Egypt were knocking the crap out of France the other night. France won the game. France were kind of skilled. I think Denmark are going to beat them. Thing is, Denmark are minus 250 on the money line. You got to lay one and a half goals. Now, we should note, handball is pretty damn close. But France were trailing Egypt the other night, most of the night, by like 3 and 4. And they ended up coming back and winning by 5. Denmark are better than France. There's a reason why they're favored. I'll lay the 1.5 goals here. I'm going down in flames. I'm going down with the Olympic torch here. Things better start turning around. There's only so many times I can say, next time. You better win this men's platform. All right, we'll get to the AFL in a second, Mick. I just want to see. Let me just see the events and what's coming up here right now. Make sure we get this right. What do you got in the AFL, actually, while I load this up? What do you got in the AFL? You got any, like, stone-cold locks for us?
Yeah, but quickly, I'd like to say I think the Stampeders will beat the Argonauts tomorrow in the early game in Calgary. Bethel Thompson is in for Argos because their recruit quarterback's out. So the guys with many names, Bethel Thompson will be up against Bo Levi, Gene Mitchell. He's a good quarterback. I like the Stamps to win, probably cover. And I believe the Elks are -8, but there was a COVID scare here this morning. I think they went through a walkthrough, got cancelled. I believe the game is still going to go on, but a couple of players have got COVID. So we're all go tomorrow night here. I think the Elks will cover if it's -8 or more.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Red Blacks. Too many points. Hey, so far, underdogs are 2-0. So one theme, if you look, everyone said Hamilton was going to beat Winnipeg. Winnipeg won. Everybody said tonight Saskatchewan was going to kill BC. They did, and then BC ends up backdoor covering the game. I do agree. You know, Mick, what Bo Levi Mitchell Jean's record is? 77-18. He's won 77 games and lost 18 games.
Yeah, he's good. And Calgary, I mean, I don't like him. You know that. ABC, anyone but Calgary. But they do have good coaching, good management. And they have the players coming through. So they're a bit light on wide receiver this year. Argonauts have recruited very well. I think they'll be good, but might take them a little bit to get going. The Red Blacks, they don't have much, mate. They're tipped to come bottom. So I think at home with Ellingson and Harris and Darrell Walker, like, Edmonton should be able to score. Our defense is looking a little bit suspect, but it might rain. But, yeah, I do like the Elks. And I'm going to the tailgate party, Spirit of Edmonton, and they're going to have Elk burgers for sale. So I'm going to have an Elk burger before the game, mate.
Man. You guys just can't, you know, you go from the Eskimo name, you get a new name, and now you got to go kill a bunch of elks. You guys just can't stop there, huh? You're like, ready. Now we're making elk burgers. Oh, great. Elk burgers? What do you want an elk burger for?
They're selling them at the Spirit of Edmonton tailgate party. What do you mean? You eat beef? You eat all that rubbishy, takeout food? A beautiful elk burger is probably like rich, dark meat, I'm guessing. I've ate stuff like that when I lived in Colorado. My boss took me out and we ate some of his elk or moose or something like that. So, yeah, I'm sure it's a rich, rich, high-protein, beautiful meat, I presume.
You're probably right, Mick. Knock yourself out, buddy. I'm telling you what, I guarantee you they ain't selling those in the stadium.
No, but you can get beautiful meat burgers inside the stadium. Trust me, Gabe, yeah. Commonwealth Stadium's a great place, beautiful place, big stadium. I got 4 season tickets here this year for my girlfriend and a couple of mates. I got looked after, got a nice sponsor, things are good. So really looking forward to being back. Free T-shirts for the first 35,000 people tomorrow night. Unbelievable.
That's pretty cool of them. Dear God, watching the diving here. Yeah, you guys watch? I don't know how many of you guys are watching the diving here. That camera shot was way, that was just, you know, it was way too much. It's way too much. All right, hold on, Mick. So, yeah, what do you got for us, Mick? You got any Stone Cold locks? Because as you can see, I got zero tolerance tonight. We need some winners. What do you got?
I'm with you, Gabe. I am annoyed with the AFL. It's absolute craziness this year. I really think the Port Adelaide Power Pap Smears will win and absolutely smash my Adelaide Crows, take them at -37.5. The former captain of the Crows, Tex Walker, is in trouble for a racial slur, and he's out for 6 weeks, so major trouble at the Crows. the Power have won the last three showdowns by a heap. They'll probably win again tomorrow big.
All right. Mick Aussie with us. Hey, I hear Drew Locke's looking good, Mick, in Broncos camp. Have you heard that?
Oh, well, he's a bit inconsistent. I hope Teddy Bridgewater starts, but good competition. But, yes, I've got to get on top of the NFL. But you kind of upset me a little bit the other night. Like, you said that anyone that doesn't bet NFL preseason isn't a serious sports NFL guy. Like, the only reason I'll bet NFL preseason is if you go, like, 70%, and then I might back your winners, because I know you got Steelers last night, but I don't know how you can bet NFL preseason. You don't even know who's going to play. But good on you, yeah, if you're winning.
It's
but
the
I'm
opposite.
Not doing it.
You could argue, how do you bet on the regular season? The regular season is tougher to pick than the preseason. You know who's going to play in the preseason. And it does get chaotic. You know, honestly, betting on a preseason game is like betting on a CFL game. You can handicap it, but once it starts, dude, like it's like sending a kid to the store to buy milk with money. You hope he comes back, and you hope he doesn't get his teeth kicked in. So let me ask you, Mick. I guess I'm speaking from personal experience. Let me ask you. I watched this last night. I didn't even know what it meant, okay? Do you know what this means? So cycling, Madison track final. So I guess they used to have like this, it's like a team, two cyclists are on the same team per country, and they go like 10,000 laps or something, bro. It's insane. Like it's forever. And it's like a demolition derby. There's like, they're all on the track at the same time, man. And they have sprints, you get points and stuff. It's really cool, actually. It's like roller derby cycling. They're all there. There's spills. People are crashing. There's sprints for points. Really, it's actually pretty cool. It's coming up in a couple of minutes. I think it's just starting right now, but I don't want to bet on it. I don't have the heart to bet on it. We got handball bronze medal game, Egypt and Spain. I tell you, every Egyptian team that I watch in this Olympics competed hard, man. Those guys compete. I gotta tell you, the Egyptians got a bunch of wrestling wrapping up. You ever cycle, Mick, competitively? In Australia, you ever put the little tight spandex on and shave your legs and everything and get out there?
Nah, the most I've ever done was at Woodville Warriors pre-season training. We did triathlons around West Lakes in Adelaide, so that was fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is fun, but nah, I haven't done confetti tonight.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Thanks, Mick.
All right, make sure you listen to Peyton Manning, Hall of Fame.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
All right, the late night anger management class. Since we've come this far, I guess we're going to finish with a bang here. Like, the Olympics really are coming to an end for real, so I don't even know what time anything's at. That's why I want to check in. What are we doing this stupid soccer game? When is Spain? What is this, 4:30 in the morning? 7:30 Eastern time? 4:30? God. Why must everything that I want to watch is always have to be on at the worst possible time? It's like, really? 4:30 in the morning, West Coast, 7:30. East Coast, not bad. 7:30, you wake up. So USA and Japan baseball, that's at 6 in the morning Eastern time, 3 in the morning. I got a nickel on Japan. I got a couple of hundred on Spain. So I'm trying to end with some wins. I've had a great Olympics, but I can't lie, the last 24 hours. And it's nothing I really gave. I keep losing in-game things and just little things I jump in on, but it's adding up. The CFL game was a punch in the mouth tonight. We did well with the USA-France basketball, but I got screwed over with the shenanigans tonight in the CFL, man, with that in-game stuff. It's a pile of crap. Is he playing or is he playing? If he's out, he's out. Like, God, I really got screwed. Like, you know what? I was all, like, happy about the CFL being back last night. It only took, like, one night for them to screw up. All right. So that's what we got coming up here. Basketball, women's, bronze medal game, Serbia versus France. All right. We can sink our teeth into that. Let's check the point spread. Serbia versus France. France are -2.5. I watched Serbia play against Canada once, and they were okay. They take a lot of threes. So you're telling me France... So France just won the silver medal in men's, and now they're going for the bronze here. Are they really going to both podium? All right, let me just check. I want to see. Let's see if they played each other already and stuff like that. All right, women's basketball. Then we'll get into the UFC. I'm actually surprised by some of the numbers in the UFC. All right, semifinals. Serbia lost by 20 to the United States. France got drilled by Japan by 16. So right there, whatever. USA are much better than Japan. All right, France beat Spain 67-64. Serbia beat China 77-70. Preliminary round, do they play each other? No, they did not. France hung around with the United States, though. And the preliminary round. All right, man. Nothing's easy with any of this stuff. That's why the point spread's 2.5. This is when you ask yourself, you're like, maybe I should have bet on this. You know, the game's basically a toss-up. It really is just a freaking toss-up, isn't it? Total's 142.5. I don't know, man. My gut is telling me Serbia. That's what my gut tells me. I just bet on France in men's basketball. My gut tells me Serbia. Have you watched any women's basketball, Matthias?
I have, Gabe. I have. And I don't like Serbia very much. I think that they're very guard-driven. If their top-notch point guard isn't making shots, then I think they're going to go down the drain. I think France is more balanced. They don't just go past their guard position. You know, they have a deeper bench, bigger bigs. I'm going with France for sure. Serbia doesn't impress me at all. But if their guard gets going, She's hard to stop. She has a pretty shot as well.
It's not, well, that's not for sure. I like him for sure, but that's not for sure.
Hey, if anybody, any team could always win in sports, but, I do think that France is going to take this game. Unless,
just for the record, actually,
Serbian guard scores 40 points.
I recall your prediction about 24 hours ago that Sweden was going to be Canada 2-0.
I did.
In women's soccer.
You know what?
I believe.
You get 25 shots on frame. I expect two of them to at least go in.
I told you, LeBay's an amazing goalie. And she proved it.
You did a great job. You were right, Gabe. They were a team of destiny. And you know what? When you're down by that many penalty shots and you come away victorious, you're right. That's called destiny, my friend.
Yeah, a lot of that team of destiny stuff is crap. But there was something about them that was different, bro. That you're right. I don't know. I bought in. I was watching it. And I liked the fact that since there was no fans, and the stream that I was watching was really cool, right? That they stay on the field after the game. So you can hear the players talking to each other. Literally, and there's no one in the stands, right? So there's no noise. You can hear the players. And you could hear the Canadian girls after they beat Brazil. And they were shocked that they beat Brazil. They were lucky to come back. It was a miracle they won in that penalty case, right? So, they kept getting lucky. Not lucky, but, things kept going their way. And I heard the coach tell them. They said, now, and she said, U.S. is next. Nothing's going to stop us. We're going all the way type thing. And I was like, you know what? I believe the coach. I was like, these girls, the determination of the Team Canada girls, had fire in their eyes the entire tournament. They did a great job defending. Their goalie got lucky, made great saves, that crossbars. The girl on Sweden could have won the game and put it over the net. Right? It was one of those deals. So, yeah, you did have that little destiny thing going for them. All right, so I don't want to get caught up in a Serbia-France women's game too much. So, Matthias says France, Eileen Serbia.
Good move. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm only talking about it because it's in 10 minutes and I'm a degenerate gambler. All right? So, let's just see what else there is besides that. Because I got to be honest, I haven't bet on much women's basketball this tournament. And I usually bet on everything. Oh, God, you got to tell me it's the women's water polo final coming up? Whoa. So caught up in the screw job.
Big night. Big night for you. Let's go, baby. Water polo.
USA versus Spain. All right, so USA are 7-1 to win the gold medal. All right. So what do we got to lay? What do you think? My guess is the USA will be what? -5.5? Let's see. They're -2.5. But it's -175. That's coming up in about an hour's time. I'll get in on that. USA women's water polo, they're badass. They'll win. Will they win by 3? Well, you don't really have a choice. What are you going to do? You're going to lay -700? All right, so you got no choice. You got to lay 2.5 goals. USA women's water polo. I've got USA over 44.5 gold medals. They basically need to win every damn event. If they win every event, I might win that bet. I lose the Britain prop. Great Britain sailed over their number, and I win the Canada prop. They sailed. I had Great Britain under, and they went over, and I had Canada over, and Canada did go over. USA stayed under. And USA is about to cost Cousin Sal a lot of money. Who the hell thought that USA wouldn't win the most gold medals? It's getting tight, but they're running out of racetrack. China have 37 medals, gold medals. The USA have 33. China's going to like this. It's kind of an embarrassment. China didn't even have a good Olympic team coming into the games. They weren't even expecting to do well. You don't think they're going to run all kinds of propaganda? Hey, we beat the U.S. We weren't even trying. you're going to raise it up a notch. USA were big favorites, man, to win more gold medals, too. USA's going to cash. It was -1,500 to win the most medals. And they've got 101. China's got 81. But gold medals, USA was it was -350. -350 to have the most gold medals. And China's up by 4. Japan have 24. Great Britain, 19. Way over their 13 and 14 and a half props that were out there. So congratulations to Great Britain. Good Olympic Games. All right, so UFC. And you know what? Speaking of this in the Olympics, MMA should be in the Olympics. Everything else is.
Don't they have headgear in boxing?
Yes. But
I had that argument with my girlfriend, you know, and we went through that. But that was a thing. It's like headgear in MMA.
Yeah, yeah. 70% of UFC fighters use headgear when they spar. Headgear ain't going to stop a submission move. Headgear ain't going to stop you from getting kicked in the head and knocked over. All right? Like, headgear ain't going to, you know what I mean? Like, and you can put smaller headgear. And honestly, though, the thing is, the Olympics should, headgear's not the problem. Dana White's the problem. And because Dana White's against it, because it's fighters that aren't fighting for him suddenly, and he's not making money off it. Right? Oh, they're under contract. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's the thing. And the other thing was basically, you know, the Olympics, not really into the violent aspect, but the Olympics started on death and gladiators. So, like, an MMA is a mainstream sport on ESPN. I think it'll eventually get there. But another thing is, too, and this is the problem with boxing in the Olympics, why it's only dudes from Kazakhstan and stuff. Like, you know, it used to be Sugar Ray Leonard and, like, you know, the Spinks and, you know, great, great, great American fighters that would fight in the Olympics. But basically, and I get it, fighters, that's sort of a thing with a fighter. Never fight for free. Right? Yeah. There's a difference between karate and, like, competing in jiu-jitsu or something. You know what I mean, Matthias? You're competing in jiu-jitsu. You're not fighting. Fighting, it's sort of like, you know what I mean, like a, you know, like UFC fighters. I was with a UFC fighter once, and a guy wanted to fight him. Now everyone wants to test him. And Buddy told him. Because Buddy said it was Heath Herring. He told the guy, he said, F off. And Buddy kept coming back and mouthing off. And Heath told him, he said, listen, I got $140,000 a fight in the UFC. He goes, if you give me half of that, I'll fight you in the parking lot right now. He said, if you give me $70,000, I'll fight you right now. Right? It's like one of those deals. Like, never, if you're good at something, that's the saying in life, actually, not just fighters, but it's true. Like, if you're good at something, never do it for free. It's one of those type of deals. So I you know, because you got to train and you're doing it for free. But as a sport, I think they could pull it off. But, so, you know, I don't want to, my deal with this fight is, I got to tell you, Matthias, I looked at the weigh-ins and everything, and I'm buying in, actually. You could tell that Gon is getting pissed off at Lewis. Lewis, you know, photobombed his interview the other day. They keep running into each other in a hotel. Lewis is getting in his face all the time. You can tell fake heat, Connor, fake wrestling crap, and real sort of big dudes that are ready to dance. And these guys are ready to go for real. I don't think Gon should be this big of a favorite, personally. He's -350. Now, I think Derek Lewis is funny, but I don't think he's that good. But I still don't think Cyril should be this big of a favorite. But my only deal with this is, I'm not all gung-ho about this, is they're screwing Ngannou. It's not even a real title fight, so I don't want to recognize it as that. But it is a cool fight to watch. Who you got?
I'm not going to lose against Gunn again, Gabe, because how many times am I going to bet against that guy and then lose? it's not happening again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lewis is feeling the pressure right now, and he's heard on camera saying that he's feeling the pressure. Daniel Cormier has already...
He's got nothing to lose, though. Like, who's Derek Lewis? Cyril Gahn's, like, his big hype. This guy, he's not feeling no... Derek Lewis doesn't feel pressure. He's not pressure.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night tonight. I wish I could say it was a winning night. It was. In the last 24 hours, that's the problem. You don't sleep, and you're betting on the Olympics 24-7. I'm going to bed, waking up. I'm like, hey, I just hit a plus 600. Hey, we hit the Jamaica women's relay at plus 600. Like, and then it's like, whoa, man, I think I've lost like six bets in a row right now. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I think it's like, well, it's starting to add up right now. So, all right, so on the way out here, give me the USA women's water polo. USA women's water polo. And, yeah, just for the record, for the headgear and stuff, Matthias, is like, look, I bring it up. I thought of it now because I'm looking at the water polo. I don't know if you guys have seen. Have you seen football practices now? Have you seen, like, what they're wearing? It's like a Velcro. It's like a Velcro thing with, like, pads. But it's very light. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, you know, it's like the future type of thing. The future has arrived type of stuff. And it's funny because I'm just looking at the Google photos and it's like a slideshow. And they just had the boxing coming up and they just showed a boxer's face getting, like, carved in. And he's wearing headgear. Like, so... you just got to go lighter. You don't want to have the full type of thing. But they don't do it because fighters don't want to fight for free, and the Olympics thinks it's too violent. But if they want to make money, and the Olympics is putting everything else in right now. All right, so you got Aldo. Speaking of violence, who you got there, Munoz or Aldo, Matthias?
I got Munoz, Gabe. It's his time right now. Aldo's getting old.
They're the same age. Even though Aldo does look old.
He has more miles on him, Gabe.
Even though he does look old. Aldo looks freaky now. All right. We're done. Check me out on Twitter. I'll post some overnight Olympic picks, but we're taking a USA women's water polo -2.5 and Denmark to beat France.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.